Greetings, my kinky friends. This is Lifestyle Mistress Vivian, and I want to talk about who really holds the power in a BDSM relationship. On the surface, it would seem that the top or mistress holds all the power over her submissives. My word is law. May work in a phone sex session. But in real-life power exchange, the DS negotiations are paramount for a successful alternate-style partnership. BDSM, by its very nature, carries much more risk than Nilla Lovin'. We use impact tools to inflict pain and play mind games. Even something as simple as bondage holds the possibility of harm. Conversations about a submissive's general health, past childhood experiences, sexual desires, and even their religious beliefs is information a top can use. So you see, when a submissive declares they would do anything to please me, it's my responsibility to follow my own personal beliefs and the tenets of BDSM and play safely, sanely, and always with the bottom's consent.